going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of PTSD. Woo. I'm your boy, Lou. And of course, I got my brother from another
Woo.
With me.
Woo. 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 What's going on, y'all? Woo. In the game. Hey. EA. Hey. I ain't about to rap. Hey. I'm just talking. Hey. It's your boy, Brett. In the building. Hey. I ain't rapping. Hey. I'm just talking. Hey. What's going on, y'all? How y'all feeling? I'm feeling good. How you doing, good brother?
Doing good.
Hey, we ain't rapping. Once again, we just talking. Hey, hey. Oh, 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 oh.
How you feeling, man?
Cool, man. I'm cool, man. I'm good. Can't complain.
You good, you good, you good. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Just came back off a good vacay.
Yeah.
Good. Little getaway, little getaway.
Yeah.
Little getaway.
How was that?
It was cool. Real relaxing.
Relaxing. No.
Right. Relaxing. Relaxing. That's all I needed.
A recharge, right?
Basically.
That's it. That's all it is.
Good vibes, good weather.
That's all it is.
Good vibrations, good frequencies.
Good vibe.
Great.
Good vibrations.
Good vibrations. Good vibrations. Great frequencies.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, I ain't going to lie. Weather is shitty right now, right? Very big transition.
Yeah, this is horrible. Right? This is horrible. Sunny weather. Hot as shit. Nice viewings. Great viewings.
Great viewings.
Great viewings. Good conversations and shit. To, the weather, I mean, bruh. It's just out here, straight pouring.
Facts.
Can't do the rain, man. I hate the rain.
It's crazy out here right now. But I'm still feeling good. I don't know. I mean, it's like weird mood. It's not like I'm not mad, sad, but I'm not happy. You know, it's just like one of those feelings where you just like, you just there. Weird feeling. I don't know. No, yeah. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
It's weird. But it's good to be back. You know, it's good to be back. PTSD. We're here for y'all.
We back in effect.
But yo, all right, so look, I ain't got many topics. I ain't gonna lie. Kinda got like a dad brain. Like just I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of BS going on, so it's yeah. Just whatever.
Episode has been supposed to drop, but technical difficulties for some reason wasn't uploading, so yeah.
Yeah, we good though. But so I was watching the thing, right? So you had this thing playing. You had something on TV about zombies, and I was like, going to ask you, like, what would you do in a zombie apocalypse? Like, do you feel like you would survive?
Hell yeah, because I'm jacking everything. I'm going straight to the gun stores. Most likely, that's where everybody.
But everybody gonna go there.
Hey man, I'm grabbing everything. Everything that everybody's not grabbing, I'm grabbing. Like, bro, yeah. I'm not getting ate. It's over. I'm not getting ate alive. I'm not getting chewed.
Y'all I'm not
gonna
lie.
Bit.
My first instinct
I'm
is
I'm not getting nah.
I'm probably zooming down for my kids. I'm going down there. I ain't gonna lie. That's my first instinct. I'm going for them. I'm going for my kids.
Of course.
I don't give a shit. Like you feel me? I'm like shit. I'm going.
Make sure the family cool.
They be like it's infested down there. Fuck it. Shit. I gotta go check.
We driving through it.
I gotta go.
It's gonna be like what's that movie? That one zombie movie called? Damn.
Dawn of the Dead.
Not that one.
Zombieland.
Zombieland. It's gonna be like Zombieland. For real. It's gonna be funny as hell.
Facts.
Just driving. Word. Just shoot, picking off zombies.
That's how I do.
Seen one. Pew.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't know if zombies fast enough, but they gotta be fast. They catching me because my ass gone. I'm gone.
But I don't, man. Depends on what type of zombie.
Out.
You got the slow walkers. You got the dummies. You got the ones that they be on shit.
I'm gone.
The ones off Dawn of the Dead, they on your ass. Soon they see you, they on your whole group.
I'll break you saying
the whole damn group is on your ass.
Facts. But I'm gone. I gotta have some type of plan or something. Like I wouldn't go outside at that point. At that point, I would have like a plan. Like I gotta figure something out. I would like where everything.
You're going to have to go outside.
Yeah, but I'm going to go find somewhere, like, that's safe. Like, you feel me? I'm going to go find somewhere safe. That'd be my main objective. Find my kids and then find somewhere safe as hell. Or probably go find somewhere safe as hell first.
Where you going to end up?
That nobody know about.
Where you going to go? To the mall?
Nah, I ain't going somewhere. I'm going to go somewhere that's, like, I don't know. Somebody wouldn't think of it. They're just going to overlook it, right?
What?
I don't know. I can't tell you.
Because I want to know this.
Happened. I don't want people to remember.
Because I want to know this. Where's one place nobody's going to think about going?
You never know. You fuck around and be a daycare. You never know.
You gonna be at a daycare chilling.
Wouldn't even know.
Still gonna have to come outside.
I would just grab everything I could at that point.
Still coming outside.
For what?
You gonna run out eventually.
I'm gonna have a plan. Will I am. I mean, not Will I am. Fucking I am. I am legend. I'm gonna be on his type time. Be a savage out there.
Like, what if dumb joints like came? Dead, dumb, like, nah, if it was I Am Legend, that's just different.
I'm in by the time the lights go off.
Shit, I'm
I don't
in.
Play about the dark
I'm in before the lights go off. Shit, sunset at 5 o'clock, motherfucker. I'm in by 2:30.
I ain't gonna lie, yeah.
With that,
like,
shit.
I did everything I need.
That shit start at 5 o'clock. I'm in at 2:30.
I wouldn't be out before the lights. I mean, the sun come up. On a rainy day, damn sure ain't catching me up. I don't even care if I gotta walk the dog. Nah, you gotta pee in the crib, bro, at this point, bro.
Yeah, it's over.
I just seen a video of a man saving his dog. You seen that? Like,
nah.
This gator or something took his dog in the water?
Nah.
Took him.
I ain't see that.
Underwater. All you see is this old man going, like, reaching down in the water, pulling out this gator. It's not that big. It's kind of big. It's like 3 feet. Big enough to take a dog. Mm. Took this little John. He pulled the dog out of his mouth. The dog just ran off. They said he had like a minor injury. I said, damn. He said, I ain't letting you take my dog. I ain't gonna lie, that was Penny, bro. I probably did the same shit. You gotta fight me for my dog, bro.
Yeah. It's half-half. Shit. If he already in your mouth and you already rolling, it's over.
But I'm like, ain't gonna lie, like a snake though, I'm so terrified of snakes.
So you gonna say the dog with an alligator or crocodile, but if a snake get it, it's over.
That's very questionable. That's very fucking questionable. That's a fear. Please don't ever put me in a position where it's a snake, bro.
Man,
I lied to you. That is the scariest thing.
So you're not scared to get you're not scared to get bit by an alligator or crocodile?
I don't care. At this point.
But you're scared to get bit by a snake.
I'm scared. I'm terrified of this, Johnson. It is a fear.
Like, it is a fear.
Yo, this shit is different.
Petrified.
I almost broke a window because somebody almost trapped me in a room with a snake.
Don't go on Fear Factor.
That's what I'm saying. But I wouldn't tell if I did. I always say if I said, I would never tell them I had a fear of snakes. Because I feel like they would then at that point try to give me a fear snake. They would try to do snakes. But it'd be fucked up if somebody had a fear snake.
Boy, I'd be bagging up.
I don't know if I would do it. I don't know.
If you was to do it and they was to,
say they like
if they was to get you and put you in a room
I
with
think
snakes,
they seen one, they like, I
boy,
seen head,
I'd be,
head
I'd be watching
there.
You. Yo, I'd be, yo.
I think I seen one where they put their head in there with the snakes in there before.
That'd be the funniest.
I'd have said no. No,
that'd be the funniest shit ever.
I'd say no. Hell no.
I ain't even gonna lie to you.
No, I wouldn't do it. How much money are we talking?
Oh, now it's how much money we talking. Yo, that don't make no sense. That's different.
Snakes, bro.
I mean, I feel you. I don't like snakes either.
All right, they put you in there.
I don't do snakes.
All right.
I'm not going on Fear Factor.
I do every other thing. Probably.
Every other thing.
Yeah,
I'm not eating nothing. I'm not going on Fear Factor just for the simple fact I'm not eating none of that stuff y'all want me to eat.
And dark.
I'm not eating no cockroaches. I'm not eating cow tongue. I'm not drinking cow ball juice. I'm not doing none of that weird. I'm not eating cow, bro. I'm not doing none of that. Like, nothing. Nothing. You might soon that stage come up, you might would disqualify me right here. Like,
you sucker.
Bro, I'm not eating none of that, dog. Like, I'm not gonna stomach that. Like, I'm not. I don't even do seafood. So the moment I get that, knowing that I don't eat it, the moment I even bite into it, I'm throwing up. I'm throwing up right there. Like,
I don't even eat oysters. I seen an oyster on, like, I almost died trying to eat an oyster.
Bro, it's over. I'm never trying an oyster again.
I'm not a fan of oysters, bro.
I don't even know why I tried it, because I don't eat seafood.
Do that. You like that soup, though.
The rabbit soup was all right.
Kind of tough.
The soup itself was cool. The rabbit, that shit was mad chewy. It wasn't nasty, but it was chewy.
It was tough.
I would never eat it again. I'm never trying neither one again.
I can't do that. Oysters, yeah, it's over. It's a dub.
It's a dub for all that.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I tried it. Don't like it. I knew I wasn't going to like it when I tried it. I don't even know why I tried it, but I tried it. But it's not happening again. So for all you oyster lovers.
Are you one of those, like, you dead set in your ways when you eat? I am, kind of. If I go out and I really don't like anything, like, I really go back to chicken fingers and french fries.
I try certain stuff.
Or a burger.
I try certain stuff. Like, stuff I used to not like when I was a kid. Like, I retry it now to see if I like it. If I don't like it, it's still, I don't like it. But
it's just, like, I don't know,
man. I'm not really big on, like, just trying wild different types of stuff.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I'm not into that. If it smell good, depending on what it is, I might try it. Like, if it's not seafood or something, I'd probably try it. But anything else? Nah. Or if I know you really know how to cook, like, it's somebody that I know, like, all right, you really know how to cook, so I know damn well that shit's good. All right, I'll try it. But other than that, hell nah.
Yo, can I tell you, like, you need to work on your golf swing.
I need to work on my golf swing?
Yeah.
I don't play golf, so that's fine.
You need to work on that.
Hey, it's cool. It's cool. Somebody made some comments. I mean, it's fine.
Nah.
It's fine.
I was just sitting here thinking about, I was looking at that.
I mean, your golf swing ain't the best either. If anybody need to work on it, we all need to work on it. But at the same time, I'm just saying.
I need to work on mine. I got like a baseball swing.
That's just for fun, good brother. A little top golf activity.
McDookie.
All right, if I'm McDookie, you McShitty.
I won.
That's fine. I be worrying about swinging the club too hard and letting it go. So that's what I be thinking about. Swing this drink too hard, I let this drink go, it's over.
All right. Hold on. All right, we back. All right, bro. Let me ask you this question. It's a thinker right here. All right. What did you learn about yourself this week?
What did I learn about myself this week?
Or last week?
That is hard. It's definitely a hard question. I don't know. I don't know. I'm more happy.
You're more happy?
I'm laughing, I guess. I'm laughing more, trying to enjoy life for what it is.
I feel like mine, like, a little cliche. Like, I guess in a sense, like, I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm. In what ways?
Like, I seen Lux, like, he joined football. And it was cool. Like, it's cool to see, like, oh. And then I found out he got number 4. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm hype, right? You look good. So it's like, just my kids, bro. I don't know. It's just seeing my kids and, like, being able to spend, like, time with my kids like I've had in the last few weeks. You know, just family in general and things like that. Like, being able to do certain things and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm a little more blessed than I, you know. When I look at it like that, like, I ain't gonna lie, I've been having like this more sense of like peace. Cause like, it's crazy. Cause it's really like, when you really focus on you, and it, more so you, instead of situations you can't necessarily control, things like that, or fixating on the idea of like of an idea or something, instead of just accepting for things or whatever, like whatever. It's like when you just look forward.
Okay.
I don't know why. It's just like, I just been having this like not fuck it, but just, I don't know. I'm at ease with things. Ease with things.
Okay. So you're just moving forward with everything.
Yeah, and it's just weird. I don't know. You ever feel bad for being at ease with things? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
not really.
You ever feel bad for that?
No. No, I don't. I do not, because whatever I'm feeling at ease about or with, I must have needed that, I guess. Like, I guess it was, like, in a sense, meant to happen.
Yeah.
It's meant for you to eventually heal over certain things. You have to in order to properly progress in life, I would say.
That makes sense. Yeah, I don't know. That's how I've been. Like, been at ease with things. And sometimes, you know, in the back of your mind, you'd be like, am I bad for, am I a bad person for feeling this way? Or anybody else had those moments? Like,
for me, I don't feel bad for having them, the moments. Can't speak for others. I mean, if anybody listening wants to share their opinion on the topic, definitely reach out to us on the podcast page, and we'll read it, interact, engage with you. All right, let me ask you this. How would you feel if somebody asked on the podcast page? I told her, I just asked. How would you feel if your girlfriend lied about being infertile?
What?
How would you feel if your girlfriend lied to you about being infertile?
I don't know if the people can hear that, but
how would you feel if your girlfriend, if you had one, how would you feel if your girlfriend lied and told you she was infertile?
I don't know.
Should I be hot? If you lied and you knew it was a lie.
What you mean hot, though? And she ended up pregnant?
If she ended up pregnant?
Yeah.
Or whatever have you. Like, yeah, I would be upset. If I wanted to have kids, of course I would be happy, because it's like, are you pregnant? But at the same time, I would be upset. Like, how are you pregnant if you said you was infertile?
Yeah. I mean, what if they said she was, though?
Who said? Like, if the doctor said that and I heard the doctor say that, that's different. I would still be kind of like questioning, like, I thought y'all said she was infertile. But if a girl I was with was to tell me that, and it was a bold-faced lie, and she knew it, I would be mad as hell. Like, you, what you lie for? What was that a lie about?
Maybe she wanted to get pregnant. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
But you wanted to get pregnant, so you lied and said you was infertile?
Just are you so talking you, about, like, say you ain't pulling up?
No, just your girlfriend. You had a girlfriend, and she just lied. She lied and said she was infertile. She said she was basically unable to have kids.
Yeah.
Well, she end up being pregnant. How would you feel?
I don't know if I'd be mad. I don't know. If I wanted kids,
I would be
like,
mad.
That's what's up.
If I wanted kids, of course. If I wanted kids and she became pregnant, of course I would be happy. Oh, shit, we about to have a kid. But at the back end, it's going to be like, hold on, how the hell are you pregnant and you just told me, you couldn't have no kids?
I would probably feel like that if she got pregnant by another dude.
I'm going to feel some type of way either way. Like, even if we start messing with each other and you had a kid, I'm going to feel some type of way. But if we still together, I'm going to be happy that we're having a kid. But at the same time, I'm like, hold up. I'm going to just question, like, hold up. Was you lying? Or you like, that's what the doctor told you type shit. I don't know. I was just asking a question because somebody asked, so I just said I asked. They asked that question on the podcast page, man.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I would be like Matt. Yeah, at the same time, yeah, maybe. Yeah, you say you couldn't get pregnant.
It's cool. I'm trying to think. It's cool. Don't further think about it.
Nah, I ain't saying that because it's like, I ain't going to lie. I'm trying to be very, like, cautious with this one because, in a sense, I got experience with this one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right, you ain't even got to go into that because I ain't even know all that. I was just asking the question. So, we ain't even, you know.
I feel like if that was on the PTSD page.
Huh?
Was that question on PTSD page?
Yeah.
Feel like I knew why they asked that.
Somebody asked that. And they was like, yo, I got a topic. Like, they answered to something else I said, and they was like, yo, I got a topic.
The people online are assholes.
Hey, man. I just like, all right.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. People on social media crazy, man. Like, for real. They be coming crazy. Full force.
Yeah. They definitely be drawing sometimes.
And it's like, everything.
Y'all gotta chill out sometimes, too, man. Y'all be going too hard. For crazy. What?
Crazy. It's like, for what? It ain't like nothing. Like, it's just like, damn, why you doing that? Like, that's all it is. Like, damn, why you doing that? Like, you hot, bro. Like, you drawing.
Like, what's the reason? Like, bro, what's the goal behind all this?
That's what I be wanting to know. Like, what is the goal behind y'all, like, trolling and being assholes? I appreciate the people that show love, but it's like what the hell is your issue?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, is something bad in your life going on? Like, is that what's going on? Is something that bad where you want to take it out on me? And that's cool, you want to take it out on me, but damn.
Nah,
don't
take it out. Nah, I don't know. Take it out on whoever got you upset.
I'll show you love if you want some love, but you ain't got to be an asshole. Like, shit, just say, hey, I'm having a bad day. Like, what the fuck? I know y'all ain't no way in hell. You gotta be something like crazy in the mind, low key, to feel good about like trying to tear somebody down. Like, I don't understand that.
Crazy.
It is what it is. So I said to it. But yeah, man.
Well, man, with the topics, man.
I ain't really got no. I ain't gonna lie. I've been checked out, bro. I've been in this checked out stage lately. I don't know. It's weird.
We gotta get back.
Why you putting it to the
energy? We got I'm just saying, we gotta get back to the energy. We gotta come back with the energy. You know, we gotta bring that good vibes, good vibrations, good frequencies. We gotta bring all that to the stage. You know, so I don't know. But yeah.
All right, so I was scrolling on a Instagram page or just looking at some questions, and somebody asked, "Can you be in love with more than one person?"
Yeah, I feel like you could. You shouldn't, but I feel like you can love one person and not be with them, and then be messing with somebody and just fall in love with them too, and now you just in like a triangle, like.
But you know, some people are going to say that's not love, then.
I'm just answering the question. I don't know if that's not what you consider. I don't know, man. I'm just answering the question. I feel like that can happen, though. Like, you can be with somebody. You can probably just get out of a relationship with somebody and still be in love with them.
Yeah.
But no, you can't be with them. But you still, like, wholeheartedly, you still wholeheartedly love them, like, inside and out. But you end up dealing with somebody else, and you end up falling in love with them. So now, like I said, you're in, like, a triangle. So you, like, you trying to stop loving this person because you know you can't be with them, but you still love them. But now it's like, all right, I'm messing with this person who might be treating you good and showing you differently and all that. And now you love them. So, yeah. It could happen, man. Like I said, it definitely could happen. It shouldn't happen, but.
So why do men cheat?
I can't answer that.
Huh?
I don't know.
That's what they ask. Why do men cheat? I seen this one a lot. I hate this question. Because it's like, why do women cheat? I mean, I know they do it. It's two different reasons. In a sense, you know,
women are
emotional when they cheat.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Men
sometimes, I ain't gonna say men sometimes don't have emotions when they cheat too. Like, what?
Yeah, I know, but
it definitely happens more with women. But at the same time, I feel like men cheat in the moment. Like,
can we be honest?
It being some in the moment, like in the moment, at that time type shit. Like,
a man is emotional until he busts that nut.
Yeah. Busts that nut, everything else be like, oh
no,
shit.
No, he don't know.
Fuck. Yeah. What the hell did I just did?
Yeah. Now it's like.
Now I gotta.
I don't really care.
Either tell my girl and be honest, or don't tell her
this,
and just.
I'm tucking this.
Shit,
I'm tucking this one.
Like, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know. I ain't never cheat, so I ain't never had to worry about all that.
Be like, that's how it be. Ah, damn, what the fuck, bro? I'm dumb ass. As soon as you bust that nut,
damn. Get up and realize I ain't your joint. Like, fuck,
damn, yeah. ladies, don't hate us. All right. But man, that's worse. The women's part, though, it's be emotional shit, bro. And the woman, you never really know how deep it is, though, if you catch them. you never really know how deep. Like, man, you just, all right, he just hitting it, but okay, he could really cut it off. Real shit. But a woman, it's like, how deep is this shit? How entangled are y'all?
How long this been going on?
You said this shit was this, but now you saying this. Like, what? Now this popping up? Man, come on. What's going on, lady?
What's going on, lady?
I'm saying, man. So, I don't know. I think women cheating is worse.
I feel like women cheat more.
Women cheat more?
They do it in a sneakier version.
I know, right?
Like, I ain't gonna say women cheat more, but
does emotional cheating count?
It's cheating, ain't it?
Then women cheat a lot more.
All right, so cool. Women do cheat more then.
Yeah.
They just sneaky about it.
Way sneaky. Cause they know. That's how they catch guys. I said this before. They catch guys because they know everything to check.
They put dudes' names under dominoes.
Bro, I didn't have.
Delivery, Chinese.
Yo, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you?
Shit.
Like, when it came to like your relationship.
Oh, that's you might have shit, a green heart and a bracelet. Like, what the hell? That's just my sister. Oh, that's just such whole nigga.
Bro.
Whole dude.
That's the craziest thing that happened to you?
Nah.
What's the craziest thing that happened to you? And then like a relationship. Or craziest thing you've done in a relationship? This shit right here, bro.
Nah, like, go ahead, cause you itching. Go ahead. Get
crazy thing.
Yeah,
bro. I didn't have some crazy shit happen to me.
Go ahead.
I didn't have a tracker on my car, bro.
A what?
A tracker. I didn't even know that shit existed. That shit was fake. They said it before, but I didn't believe it.
Somebody put a tracker on your shit.
Got me. I said, what the fuck? I looked under this shit. I just felt under the car. God, I said, hey yo.
What? Wow.
In a PI before. No cap, bro. No cap. Couldn't catch me though. I was too swift. I was swift on my feet. I didn't know though. I found out later. Crazy. Craziest thing I've done though.
That's a shame. Mm-hmm. Yo, that's a shame.
Crazy,
that's a sign.
Crazy. I don't know. That shit's crazy. I don't know. Finding that shit, I said, what the fuck? I said, what the hell? Yeah. I was a scroll. I was being nosy, though. I ain't even kind of being nosy. And say when you go looking for shit, you find it.
Look what happened.
I don't even know what I was necessarily doing. And it just seemed my last name. That's all I saw was my last name. I said, what the? As I'm reading, I'm like, my mouth just dropped. Like, oh, shit. Mm.
Sheesh. Tough cookie.
When I say PTSD, I ain't lying. What I tell you when we, whatchamacallit?
Every time I seen one,
what was it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We was on the street. Every time I saw one drive by, every time I said, I let my heart start racing. Every time and I turn.
You want me to say it?
Go ahead.
Oh, a top.
A black motherfucking Suburban, a black Tahoe. That shit give me PTSD, bro.
Every time you see the black Suburban Tahoe drive past.
Miles away. Miles away. I'm miles away.
Yo, that shit was funny as hell. Yo, we miles away in Florida. Every time this man seen a black Suburban, his heart stopped and he stopped right in his tracks.
But like my motherfucker, like it's like somebody rolling up on me, like I do a drive by. My motherfucking heart is like, oh shit! Some of them shit be like identical as shit, bro.
Hit you with the Snoop Dogg roll by off Baby Boy.
Slow motion
roll,
shit.
Roll down, roll past, put the window down a little bit.
Bro, I would have a heart attack.
Yeah, that shit would be funny as hell.
Heart attack, bro. No lie. You ain't got one though. You ain't got no. Craziest things in a relationship you done or happened to you?
Nah.
Pussy. It's boring, man. You spicing it up, right? You gotta spice it up a little bit.
I can't think off the top of my head.
Yeah, you gotta spice it up, for real, for real.
If I had to be a time, they would have to tell me, like, remember when we did this? I do remember that now. But off the top of my head.
What's your craziest sex story? We ever talk about that? I think we did.
Yeah.
Do you think anything else?
From the one I said, nah.
I can think of one. And it was both of us.
Huh? You said you can think of one or both of us.
I can think of one and then involve both of us.
Shit, I don't know what you're talking. Talking about young boy shit?
Yeah.
Over the train tracks. Woo!
Hey, yeah, I told young boy is wild, bro.
Yeah, man.
What?
Wild ass young boys.
Do you feel like, but that's when you was like having fun though. Like, I ain't gonna lie, that was like that. I don't know. Them young boys is different. Like, that's really living. Now I see these kids now, it's like, y'all ain't doing it right. Y'all ain't doing it right.
What are y'all doing?
Word, y'all not doing it right. I mean, like, man, can y'all do some bad shit? do something. Like, you feel me? Like, I ain't gonna lie, my little cousin, like, we had a party or something, and they stayed at the crib, and they tried to take the car at night. I ain't gonna lie, they tried to take the car. And I'm like, see, that's what I'm talking about in my head. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Try to take the car, motherfucker. Like,
encouraging.
Yeah, like, in my head, I'm
like yes,
yes,
yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yes.
Finally.
Doing something you ain't supposed to be doing. Like,
I got your back.
Facts, bro. I was impressed. I was like, that's being a kid, bro. I was like, that's being a kid. I ain't even gonna cap, bro. That's like some bad parenting. Nah, but low key, like, it's like, man.
Have fun. Porn. Do something.
Do something. Y'all, like, all in y'all phones. That's all y'all do is be in y'all phones. Some shit. Like, not doing no dumb shit. You know, take the car, do no wild shit. They did some dumb shit. You feel me? But, of course. But typical. They did it after I left, so I ain't had no say in the shit.
Typical. Typical.
I'm responsible when I'm in my care. I'm very responsible. What happens out of my care, I don't know what happens. I don't care. Do you feel like that with kids?
What?
Like on that time, like you responsible. Like you responsible for them at all times. You feel me? But it's like I really got no control of them when they not with me. If they with the other parent.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If they with the other parents, say they were on your time, but they with another person, saying they watching, that's your responsibility. At the same time, if something was like gonna happen, you feel me? I understand that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that when
little man with his mom, he with his mom.
And I feel like that's why if like something happened to the like to a kid, that's why parents get mad. It's only because it's like it was in your care. Like it's your care. Not I'm not mad like in the sense this is like especially mad at you, but I'm like I'm
depending
just
mad on depending on what it was.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, they fucked themselves up. Like no, like you feel me? It's like damn, they fucked themselves up. Like damn, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. My son Creed busted shit. Like no lie, he busted on, but he got the same. Now he really looked like yo, this is really my young boy, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Cause now he really like got this scar right on his eye, like right by his eye, and we got the same scar now. I ain't gonna lie, I'm like, all right, I see what you're doing up there, big man. Tell these people mind their damn business. Like,
funny as hell.
Right, that's my young boy. That's my boy. But no, when it happened in their care, I said in the care, I feel like that's the only reason why you get. Or a parent would get mad. Like, mm-hmm. It's in your care. It's just a freak accident. Sometimes you can't control it. It's like, it's in your care. It's in your care. So what? You feel me? Have it on your time. What have it on mine? Like, you feel me? That's how you looking at it. That's how you looking at it. Let's be honest. That's how people look at it. That wouldn't have happened on my time. Let's be honest. That's how you looking at it. At that heat of the time. But it's like, when you really sit down, sometimes, like, if you really sit back, sometimes you really can't control the situation happening.
Yeah. True shit. He ain't never lie.
And it's always come down to like really sitting. I'm trying to tell you, when you sit here, you just take time to like really sit. I don't know. I don't feel like people really just take time to like, I don't know. Take time. That's what the biggest one. Take time. Everybody always want to rush shit. Always want to rush. They need this now. Now. I think it's because of media, social media and things like that.
Yeah, that's a big influence.
Everything, like, you know, they flaunting marriages and this and that. Everybody want to get married now, you know. Or they seeing everybody's friends getting married and things like that, you know.
Yeah.
It's a big influence, like, oh, what's wrong with me? Why can't I do it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you ever see that post, like, you can meet somebody in 3 months that... A person in 3 years, I don't know, something couldn't do for you or something like that. Yeah, see that post? It's like just some post like that. Like, you can meet a person and know them only for like 3 weeks and have better intentions than a person that you know for like 3 years. Mm. How you feel about that?
Repeat it.
I don't know if I'm saying it right, but it say you can meet a person, you can know a person for 3 weeks and they have better intentions than you know. Than the person you've been with for 3 years.
Yeah. That's true. That can happen. Yeah. I believe that. I definitely believe that.
In what sense?
In the whole thing. Like, you definitely can meet somebody. You can meet somebody and only know them for a couple months, but that person can have can hold more value to you than the person you knew for years.
Yeah.
They can give you knowledge, like insight, bring more value to your life by just like teaching you and helping you like with different shit. Like,
sure.
It ain't gotta involve no money. It ain't gotta involve nothing but them just being a genuine person and just looking out. Like, it can be shit. They might have a good job and they might know somebody's hiring 40 something dollars an hour. Like, that's a, all right. Never know.
Or right, what if it's like a situation where they meet somebody, they with somebody that's a late bloomer, and then they meet somebody who's got it now, Mr. Now. And it's one of those things like...
That depends on the person.
What's
like,
what's that movie? Acrimony, Taraji P. That one? What it's kind of like that.
Acrimony?
Yeah, something like that. Like she left him.
Yeah. That depends on what type of chick you is or guy you are or whatever. Like, you willing to forget the person you've been down with to go to the person that already got it just because they got it now? Mm-hmm. But you might not know if that is real or fake. They might just be faking like they got it.
That's what I'm saying, because sometimes you have, like, in them 3 weeks, man, you really don't know shit. Or nah, them 3 months or whatever the time. It's just like that 3 months could just be like a, I don't know.
No, I wasn't saying it in a relationship. I'm just saying in general when I was talking. I was just saying you might meet somebody that's might bring more value to your life than, or you might just meet a person that's more genuine than a person you knew for years. That's just period.
Oh yeah, I was talking in general. Yeah.
I was talking in general. I was talking about relationships.
What about relationship?
If I'm in a relationship with somebody, I ain't looking to mess with nobody else, so I don't care who I meet. I'm not about to stop messing with the person I've been with for a minute, especially if
you've been with somebody for 3 years and then you start messing with somebody after you stop messing with that person for 3 years. You meet somebody and 3 months later, you feel like 3 months later they had better intentions than the person you've been with for 3 years.
Should they might. Sometimes you can tell a person's character. You can tell if a person really genuine. You can tell if they on some bullshit.
I feel like 3 months, every relationship is great.
I mean,
start off on that high. It's like the honeymoon stage.
Only time until.
That should just be running.
But I ain't going off for just 3 months, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Only time can tell. For real, for real.
All right. I ain't got much more. I ain't going to lie. I ain't got more.
I ain't got none either. We just re-energize on the next week episode.
Yeah, I was saying we'll come back. I've been on a dad brain, like I said.
Yeah, I've been busy coming up with different designs and different sneaks and all this shit. So
I ain't gonna lie. With all the drama and bullshit that's going on, I really am like on some shit. I've been contemplating like really just deactivating my IG.
There you go.
For real. I'm like, man, I don't even want to see this shit no more, bro. I don't even want to get on here. When you get tagged and shit, you tend to really look at shit. Oh. When you really get tagged and shit, it's hard not to look at it. And you look at it, you like, oh, shit.
You gotta take it for what it is, man. You know what it is. You're gonna keep running from it.
I ain't running from it. It's you just tired of it. It's not running from it. You're really just tired of it. It's like I said, like, here we go again. Like, it's man, always something.
Yeah.
Always something. This is like, you roll with the punches, man.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it, man. I'm your boy, Lope.
It's your boy, Breadman.
Yeah, I'm about to say, we just harmonize your name real quick.
It's your boy, Breadman.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Y'all know what it is. Back like I never left. See you on the next episode.
We out.